And welcome to Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland, and we're broadcasting from the studios at the University of Sioux Falls. And joining me to talk about Acoustic Christmas is Boyd Bristow and Mike Connor. Thanks, both of you, for being here.
Hi, Kara.
Appreciate it. And joining us from West River is Kenny Putnam. Kenny, thanks for being with us on the phone today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So let's start, Boyd, with you talking a little bit, 25 years of Acoustic Christmas. Give us a little bit of the history.
Okay, well, I'm going to actually turn that over to Mike.
Mike's going to do it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we started this thing as on a lark. We used to play, Kenny and I and some others, we used to play in the local clubs, you know, at Christmas time, and it was always fun. And we decided to put on a show, just kind of, didn't really know, just kind of a folky show, acoustic instruments, harmony vocals, and I had a group that I sang with at church, and they were good singers, and Kenny and Tom Peterson and Charlie Smith were the instrumentalists. We put this thing together, and we didn't know what to expect. It was a very, very cold night, 25 below zero, and we didn't know if anybody would show up. It happened that it was very well attended. We had a packed house, and from that point on, I guess we just kept going.
Kept going.
Yeah.
And that's how it all started.
Yes. And we've kind of made a practice of having new people. And our, of course, our next year, we had the maestro himself, Boyd Bristow, joined us. And, you know, we kind of have been going on that same route ever since. That's sort of built through 19 years of doing it regularly. Mm-hmm. And then after one of our members actually passed away, and we sort of gave it a rest for a couple of years, and we came back in 2012 and did a series of shows with Michael Johnson as our guest. And then we sort of hung it up again, but then the Live on Stage group of Sioux Falls asked us to do one show for them last year, and we decided we would go ahead and do it, and that was a success, so we were doing it again this year.
Now, Kenny, are you the only one that travels from afar, or musicians from all over?
Well, typically, yeah. I come from the west, far west, and but this year we have Jamie Lynn as a special guest, and she's a West River person, and we're glad to have her on the show.
And then everybody will be glad to know that
Terry
is back for the show from New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's coming as a vocalist.
He's Terry here Possible. In town right now. We rehearsed with him last night.
Okay, so a lot of your performances, though, were for charity to help with fundraising
as
well?
We pretty much we started out with the Friends of Traditional Music, and they helped us promote the show, and we essentially shared the door with them. And this has expanded to many groups throughout the state who are nonprofits. And I guess I could name them all, but there's a lot of them. And so that was kind of our way of doing things, is that we would partner with a nonprofit. They would do all the logistical things, rent the hall and do the advertising. And then we would put the music together and put the thing on the road. And that was our kind of our agreement. It was and it worked out very well. Now, this year and last year, that's pretty much, they just have a concert series, and so we're just kind of hired hands for that.
You're just part of the concert
yes,
series.
Right.
Okay. And so you're, how many performances in the month of December did you typically do? 12
or 13.
12 or 13.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it got to be a real event for us, our families.
Five shows at the Washington Pavilion, and usually the last things we did, we would do five shows at the Washington Pavilion. And but yeah, we'd just travel along I-90. And then we occasionally went up north too. But yeah.
Well, talk a little bit, Kenny, I'll turn this over to you. Talk a little bit about the different kinds of music that the group performed.
Well, I always thought of it as a choir sound, a traditional Christmas choir sound with kind of a hot instrumental component. And then we covered a lot of, how many different Christmas songs have we played? We ran out of material, really, because we played, yeah, you know, hundreds of songs over the years and many originals. And it's a variety of everything from Old English to kind of Celtic-based stuff to rock and roll to jazz influences. with the Hags. We were using them for several years, John and Jeremy. And so, you know, and Chris Gage and Christine from Austin. And it's provided a lot of different styles. And so it's been a lot of fun for the crowd, I think, because it wasn't just kind of one show. It was a different show every year. And
we have a piece of music. Boyd, why don't you introduce what we're going to listen to right now?
This kind of illustrates, this is an old English song that we took and bit our own arrangement with. And our wonderful guest that year was Tommy Hardig on saxophone and clarinet. So you'll hear him.
Okay, go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Masters in this hall, hear ye all the news today. It's brought from o'er the waters, now rejoice, I pray. Shepherds in the hills sat among the silent sheep, and no man spoke for word.
That's kind of that's part of what we do, is take those old songs and jazz them up like that. So,
and finding the older folk Christmas music, how difficult is that?
Well, we have a lot of voices involved here, so you know, people bring in music, you know, of our group and make suggestions, and so we draw it from everywhere, really. I mean, I think we've done everything from, you know, jazz and real traditional, Christmas stuff that's, either highly arranged or really folky, I wouldn't call it classical music, but it's taken from the classics. So we did the Nutcracker one year with the mandolin and fiddle and just snippets of it. We certainly wouldn't present ourselves as classical musicians, but...
Or dancers.
Yeah, right. But we've drawn from just about everything that I think a group like ours could draw from.
And how soon in the year do you start preparing for your acoustic Christmas?
Well, you know, it's gone back in the day. We started, usually it was like Christmas in July. So it's this year we probably started getting together in September, I think, seriously. And it takes a while to get it all organized and get comfortable with the material.
And one piece of music, how many different pieces of music in one performance, I guess, is my question.
Close to 30.
Wow.
Yeah, and in our CDs would typically run 80 minutes. We'd have to cut songs out to get them in there, you know.
But it's a two-hour show with breaks.
Yeah, we give the folks a break.
Yeah.
Well, I think the musicians need a break as well, right? Well,
right.
Yeah.
Right?
Once in a while.
So, and Jamie Lynn is bringing her own band
Jamie Lynn is, we just think of her as one of the young stars of the South Dakota scene, and she has two great players with her. Dalton Coffey is a world-class instrumentalist. He plays dobro primarily. And then Andrew Weinarts is the bass player. He plays with the South Dakota Symphony. He plays with the Holiday Jam. Mm-hmm. And he's the bass player. And so she just has this wonderful group. And so they're going to be playing some songs on their own and then also joining us.
Okay, so a nice mixture. Yeah. And Kenny, this has become a holiday tradition for many people throughout South Dakota. And one show, is it enough, do you think?
Well, that was the problem. That wasn't the problem, but it was turned out to be a tradition, you know. And I think it's partly responsible because of the music. Christmas music lives in the hearts of many people, and to hear the music is part of the Christmas season, as it was for us when we started. You know, that's kind of why we wanted to do it, just to play the tunes. And so then when the shows started to build, it became a tradition, and people would plan their Christmas around it and bring their families and guests that were in the area that didn't know about South Dakota music. And so it was kind of a traditional demand in a way for the group, and we felt obligated and honored that people would want us to continue. And so it has become a tradition, and I'm sure a lot of kids heard it around the Christmas tree, you know, and now they're cursed with these songs that they'll have to listen to forever, which is great. So, that's part of it, you know. It's a holiday tradition.
And Kenny, do you have a favorite piece of music that you want to play year after year at this concert?
I've got about four or five favorites, and we don't always do them. And what I've found is that they're the original songs. They're Mike's songs and Boyd's songs. And I think we're doing one this year, Boyd's, and then, you know, one song, Yuletide Dream. I think we're doing that this year. That's Mike's song.
Orphans at Christmas.
Huh?
Orphans at Christmas.
Yeah. Right.
And so, yeah, I do definitely have favorites, and I could list them. But
well, I know one of Kenny's favorites we happen to have available, and it's a song that Mike sings. It's a Nat King Cole song called "Cradle in Bethlehem." We could play part of that, maybe.
Oh, that is one of my favorites. Yeah.
Well, that's why I selected it, Kenny.
good.
Okay. Well, we'll give that a listen real quick.
King Cole favorite.
Yeah,
that was not the right song, but it was Kenny Putnam doing a fabulous job, right?
Yeah, and it was actually, see, I'm known for getting getting things out of order live, too. But that was a song that was actually written by Kenny called Hustle and Bustling. And it's kind of about, I always thought it was kind of about the Christmas season of things we have to do to hustle and bustle around. But that was Kenny Putnam on a song that he wrote.
That he wrote. Well, that was lovely. And we will listen to the other one coming up. But first, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll listen to more music and talk more about Acoustic Christmas. You're listening to Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland, and we are talking Acoustic Christmas with Boyd Bristow, Mike Connor at the studios at the University of Sioux Falls, and Kenny Putnam joins us on the phone from Rapid City. And so now we want to play part of Kenny's favorite song, right?
Yeah, Nat King Cole's Cradle of Bethlehem, and Mike sings it. Barb Moran backs him up.
Okay, here we go.
Sing sweet and low your lullaby, till angels say amen. A mother tonight is rocking, cradled in Bethlehem. While dark, a star that beckons them. A mother tonight is rocking, cradled in Bethlehem. A little child
Cradle at Christmas.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yep. That's Mike and Barb Porter now. Barb Porter singing those. Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. And talk a little bit about some of the music that you're going to be performing this year.
Well, we have, I think, a broad array of tunes that we actually, they're music that we've taken from our book, essentially. We are going to do some traditional. We heard last year that people would like to hear more traditional songs or familiar songs. Evidently, we didn't do that last year, but we heard a couple comments. So we've got a couple of things that done in our own fashion that are like Boyd's going to sing.
We have our own arrangement of "O Come All Ye Faithful." Yeah. That's really hot.
Yeah.
Really got a lot of fiddle in it and things like that.
And we do a up-tempo tune called "The Music for a Found Harmonium" that includes in it,
Joy to the World?
Joy to the World, yes.
Yep.
So we have some, we've interspersed some traditional songs that basically everyone
got
knows.
Got Louis Armstrong, "Cool Yule." We got "I'll Be Home for Christmas." So we always try to mix the familiar with the unusual, I guess.
And do you you make a CD every year?
We did for 16 years.
Okay.
And we recorded well over 300 different songs. And so that's kind of our book, you know. And then we have a new song we introduced last year that Mike wrote called "Orphans at Christmas."
Okay. And you say the book. Is there actually sheet music, too, that people can learn how to play?
None of this is written down.
We've never published any of it, but believe me, there's lots of sheet music. I've got a file cabinet full of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of the archives.
Yeah.
And it's like any other thing that's gone on for this period of time. There's just a lots of music and information and stories that have been written, and it's kind of a cool thing to look back on. Us.
Do you think you'll ever write a book?
I don't know.
Well, it'd be fun to do. It'd be a lot of work. We had a request once from a school program that wanted to do our arrangements of one of our albums, and we didn't have anything written down. I mean, it was just all head arrangements. And so it was too daunting a task to meet their deadline. So, yeah.
And so, Kenny, how much of your playing is actual, you know, music written down, and how much of it is just, you know, improv?
Well, I have the luxury of being a lead instrument, so I can lay out when I'm lost, basically, and I just come in and out of arrangements, and so it's easy for me, but the arrangements are hard because you have to kind of know, because everyone else is depending on you to come in at a certain point or begin or end, and so it takes some thought. And then for years I would memorize the show, and then I got to thinking everybody had music, and I thought, well, maybe I should try that. And it's a great help. It's not in front of me, but I glance down and there'll just be a couple lead notes, and that's enough to get me started. And then it's pretty much improvisation, I would say.
We call them cheat sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting him stopped that's hard. You know?
Yeah. So, and that would be the book. It would just be two notes and then the next song. So
you could pretty much have the whole show on one piece of paper then?
Oh, well. Easy. Yeah. No. My part, anyway. But.
Well, so we have another piece of music pulled up. Do you want to introduce this one, Boyd?
Yeah, we kind of selected this one because it kind of illustrates when the Haig Brothers started to come on the scene, and they were part of our show for a number of years. And this is an arrangement that Jeremy Haig did for us with the Spoon Cat horn section, was our special guest that year. And so this is more of a secular tune, Happy Holiday. Happy Holidays, Acoustic Christmas. Very nice. And you are
no bigger than this.
And you are playing Tuesday at the Washington Pavilion, your 25th year.
That's right.
That's right. Well, I want to thank you all for taking time and coming here today and sharing your music with us and sharing your music with South Dakota.
Thank you, Kara.
Thank you. Boyd Bristow and Mike Connor, guitarists with Acoustic Christmas, and Kenny Putnam joining us from Rapid City on the phone. Thank you.